Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Maseches Megillah on pace to finish by Purim Amir Tishem. We're holding by the top of Zion and Beis, second line from the top. Rabba Shadalei Lamori by Mar Biad Abaye. Rabba sent, we're talking about Mishloach Monos here, he sent his Mishloach Monos to Mari bar Mar, yeah, in the hands of Abaye. Abaye is being the messenger, it seems. What did he send him? Mali Taska the Kashva, that means some a sack or a bag full of dates. Umali kasa kimcha de avshuna, and a cup full, probably not like our cups, but a large vessel full of dried out kemach, dried out flour. So Rashi is over here that this is like some sort of dish they made, that you take the wheat, you dry it out in an oven. It could be something like granola, although we know granola is not flour, but it was something that was a sweet dish. Anyway, it's edible like that. So Amalei Abaye said, and it seemingly he did send it, but he said an objection that Hashta Amar, Mari, the recipient, is going to say, Ichakla Malko Lehave. If a village boy, village person, yeah, becomes a king, referring to Rabba who sent it, Rabba was the Gadol Hador, Rabba was the Rebbe of both Rabba and Abaye, yeah. If he becomes a king, right, Dikula Mitzavre Lo Nachis, he doesn't take the basket off of his neck, meaning, he's sending, Abaye is saying that what is being, Rabbi Rashi learns over here, what is being sent is like regular everyday stuff. And this great person is sending regular everyday stuff. But the Mari might react that it's not fitting for such a great person to send such simple common foods. But I don't say the Gemara that he didn't send it, because then it goes that Shardalei Ihu, Rat Hadar Shardalei Ihu, means he went back and then he sent. Sounds like Mari is sending back. So like Mari received it and is sending back. Mali Taska de Zagnavilla. He sent a bag full or a sack full of ginger, malikasa de pilpalta richa, and this cup full of long peppers. These are spicy things, sharp things. Amar Abaye hashta amar mar. So Mar is going to say, meaning that means to say Rabba. Abaye always referred to Rabba as Mar, meaning master, his Revi. Said he's going to say ana shajalei chulia viu shajalei churfa. I sent him sweet things. He sent me spicy things. Okay, so I don't know the Maisa, what is to be taken out of this story. Maybe to say that it does seem to imply, Abaye is definitely implying that you have to, shouldn't stop and send what you want to send. You should send something that that makes a good impression and that is going to be enjoyed by the recipient, what seems to be coming out of this Gemara. Yeah. Amar Abaye, Abaye is another Maisa of Abaye. Abaye, Kinaf Gimi Beimar. It's in the same story, it seems to me. Abaye says, when I left Mar's house, when I left Rabba's house, and that initial shlichu was to bring to Mari, Hava Savana, I was full, I was satiated, I wasn't hungry. Kimati La'asim, when I got over there, into the house of Mari, yeah, Krivuli Shisin Sai, they brought to me 60 plates, the Shisin Mini Kedair. Of 60 types of Mini Kedair is usually a porridge or that type of consistency of a food, a hot dish though. Fa'achli Behu Shisin Plugi, I ate 60 dishes. Uvishua Basraisa Hava Karlit Sli Kedar. The last dish is called Sli Kedar. Rashi is a Rashi Psachim. There's a Gemara Psachim about Sli Kedar. If it's Yotze for Sli for the Korban Pesach, Sli Kedar is usually means you take meat and you roast it. The way you roast it is inside a pot. And you don't add any water to the pot. That would be Bishul. Sli is Dafka cooking some of that water. But it's only, this is being cooked in its own juices. Yeah. So it seems this last dish was a Fleishig dish. Could be the other ones were also. And they said the last dish was called Sli Kedar. Uboy lemechas saw abasra. I wanted to eat the plate afterwards. This is all, I think, the Maharal and others go into. This is all, obviously, a mushel, 60 and 60, what's going on exactly. But he is saying that I left full, and when I got this food, I wanted to eat. I wanted to keep eating. So it could be 60 and 60 mesechtas. You wanted to keep learning. Amar Abaye, Hainu da Amar Inshi. Now, I don't know why the Gemara just said Amar Abaye again. Abaye is one speaking. Not sure. Hainu da Amri Inshi Kafin Anya. This is what people say, that the poor person is hungry v'lo yada and doesn't realize it. Meaning, when he didn't have food in front of him, he felt okay. He wasn't hungry. And when the food got in front of him, then it occurred to him how hungry he was, and he kept eating. If the mashal is about the Limud Torah, 60 Mesechtes, so that's what it means. A person, when he's not exposed to the Chachma, doesn't feel lacking in it. When he is exposed, that there's Chachma around, then he feels the lack. That mashal is a bit difficult, by the way, because he left Rabba's house. He had chachma also. So, Seder. Inami, or another thing it teaches you, Ravacha libesima shkiach. Yeah? Says that there's always room for dessert, is what this means. Yeah? Ravacha, space for something sweet is found. Abaye bar oven, Rab Chanina bar oven, mechafi siudaisu ladadi. And then another story is about Shlach Monos. Abaye bar oven, I don't think it's the same Abaye. And Rav Chinuyah bar Avin, where they were brothers, they would exchange their sudas with each other. So Rashi over here learns that it just means they would host, one would host the one year of Purim, and one would host the other one the next year. But the Ran over here learns, it's a halacha in Mishloach Matos being expressed over here, that if you don't have anything, you can just take your plate of food, yeah, and give it to the other guy, and you'll be Mekayim Mishloach Matos like that, and he'll give you his plate of food. That's how the Ran learns that what they did over here. Say it. Amr Rava says, Mechayiv inish libisume bipurya adaliyodam in or haman the Baruch Mordechai, famous Gemara. A person is obligated to get drunk on wine. That's the way Rashi learns. Although I have heard from Poskin that it doesn't have to be wine. Dafka, but Rashi says wine. Until he does not know the difference between accursed is Haman and Baruch Mordechai, blessed is Mordechai. It's a type of drunkenness where one doesn't have it clear. It's an extreme state of drunkenness. One doesn't have it clear the status of an obvious Rosh and the status of an obvious Tzaddik. Very, very large shir. That's what he has to get to that type of drunkenness. Rabbi Rabbi Zera of the Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi. Rabbi and Rabbi Zera would make their Sudas Purim together. Ivsum, yeah, they got drunk. Come Rabbi Shachte Rabbi Zera. Rabbi got up and shechted Rabbi Zera. Amazing. Lamacher Boy Rachmi, the next day he davened the Achya and he was able to revive him. Lashana means the next year. Amr Lei, he said to him, Nisi Mar Venavi Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi. Come and let's make our sudas purim together. It's not at every time will a nes occur. He was worried, you know, he'll shecht him again. He won't be able to revive him. Amar Rava, sudas purim that was eaten at night. He's not yotzei his chiyuv. Can't be yotzei chiyuv the sudas purim at night. There's a mitzvah of the suda in the day. My time, you may mishav simcha kesiv. Says days of a feast and rejoicing, not nights. Ravashi have a Yosef Kamei the Rav Kahana is what we have in parentheses. Perhaps it's a Meimar in the Shilchus. That's what it says. Ravashi was sitting in front of whoever he was sitting in front of. Noga, the Noga means, really means it became bright. Ravashi translates it became late in the day, later in the day than it should have been. For lo Asar Abanan, the rabbis had not yet come to go hear Shir, to go learn. Armalei, my time lo Asar Abanan. He said, why have the rabbis not come? So the Bach has that he said back to him, Marley, Dilma Tridi Besudas Purim. Maybe they're eating their Sudas Purim. But it's evident over here that they had a Seder, a Limud on Purim. They're expected to be on time. And he said, maybe they're eating their Suda right now during the day. Purim. So Amarlei, Vlo Hava Efshir Lamechla Beurta. They couldn't have eaten their Suda at night. Amarlei, Vlo Shemele Lamar Hada Amar Rava. Sudas Purim Shal Acha Valai Leyotzele Chavoso. He says, hasn't the master heard this thing that Rava said? That as soon as Purim eaten at night, one is not Yotze. Amalei, the Girsa, according to some, have over here, they said no, so they haven't heard. Amalei, let me look at the Girsa here, the Shiltas, he said, Lo Shemieli, I did not hear such a thing. So then they go to Tanamine, he taught it to him, Arbin Zimnin, 40 times, the Damalei Kamad Damanach Vikisik. And that point, it was Dome, it was similar to him as it was resting in his pocket. Yeah, he didn't know his halacha, and he immediately chazed it over 40 times to make sure that he would know it. Later. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we had a lashon of Ein Bain. There was no difference between the first Adar and second Adar, except for Kriyas HaMegillah, Matanas Levyonim. That's going to start a series of Mishnayos that all start the same way, Ein Bain. There's nothing between this and that, except for whatever is between them, whatever is different. And it's all a big tangent. It's not Shayach, but typically, particularly to Mikra Megillah or to Purim, we'll see. So it says, Ein Bain Yom Tov L'Shavis. There's no halachic difference between how to keep Yom Tov or to keep Shabbos, right? What is usher except for ochel nefesh, except for that which is necessary for eating dovad, only that. We have it nowadays expressed, generally people understand you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Really, as it is, anything for ochel nefesh. If in theory you don't have even any food around, the only thing you can do is to shech this cow and skin it and tan, and not tan the skin, but and to, you know, do every malacha that's needed for that, you would be able to. If you had any food and that's what's around, you'd be able to do that. But the Seder, Rashi points out over here that clearly there are differences otherwise in the onshin. The onish of Shabbos is skila. Yom Tov is just a laf, it's bimalkus. So it means in the Yisurim, is what the Mishnah means, there's nothing in between them. Says the Gemara, ha, the diuk is ha, the inyan machshir ochanefesh, sevezev shabbos. As far as machshiri ochanefesh, which means kalim or other processes that are needed to make available the ochel nefesh, the process, right, the food has been made available to be machshired, they're equal. They're both equally usher. You have to create a knife to be able to shecht, for example. That wouldn't be mutter. on that wouldn't be mutar on Yom Tov. Just the action of creating the of preparing the food itself is mutar. Gemara says that's a diuk. Yeah, Gemara says Masif and look Rabbi Yehuda. The mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Brisa says Ein Bein Yom Tov LaShabbos El Ochel Nefesh. The Tanya comment this Brisa says well, our mission said there's no difference only Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Af Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda is Matir further. Even the Machshir and even those things they need to prepare what you need to prepare the food, right? The one step before. My time in Tanakama, what's the Tanakama season? Amr Kro, who? Yeah, the Pasuk by Ochel Nefesh says that the first and seventh days are Mikra Kodesh, you can't do any malachos by Pesach. There's Ach Asher Ye Ochel Chol Nefesh, only that which is to be eaten by any soul. Hu Levada Ye Ose Lechem, it alone will be done for you. So who? It will be done, V'lo Machshir, if not that is Machshir, the actions to be done. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lechem, also says in this pasuk, Lechem, right? What is needed, U levado ye ase Lechem, to be done for you. Lechem, lechol tzorcheichem, that means all your needs, so even a machshir. Right, I said before, like finding a knife, sharpening a knife, building a tool, whatever, making an oven, etc., whatever you need to get to the food. Ve'idach, namiak, siv Lechem, the other one, meaning Tanakama doesn't say Lechem, shouldn't that matter everything? No, Lechem is a diuk for v'lola ov dekochavim, not for goyim, halach l'maisa. Not supposed to prepare ochel nefesh, even in the way you would be for yourself on Yom Tov. You're not supposed to do it for a goy. Lechem below the klavi, meaning you're not supposed to do it to feed the animals. Only a heter for you. Ve'idach nami haksiv hu. Why isn't the other one? Yeah, lechem that matter all your needs according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? What does he do with hu? Who was a diuk? Only it, not machshirim. Ksiv hu, ksiv lechem. He says back, they're both written. Both written. Hu is a way of a diuk to not matter more than the ochel nefesh. Lechem is to matter everything you need. What do you do with that? Here is machshirin, preparatory items, actions that are possible to do from Erev Yom Tov. That would be like an Erev Yom Tov. You already find that the knife you're going to shech with has a pagam and it has something that would make it not kosher. You can fix it up in Erev Yom Tov. You can machshir that. Over here, where it's not allowed, is machshirim that you cannot do, where it is allowed, sorry, is machshirim that you cannot do an Erev Yom Tov. You find on Shabbos the knife is messed up, you need the knife. So you can fix it on Yom Tov in that case, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't matter every all types of machshirim. Machshirim that you could not have done from Erev Yom Tov, that he matters. Continues weiter, Mas Nisan, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim. So there is between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, El Shezeh, Zedona Bide Adam, Zedona Bekaris. This one, it's Zodon, it's the amazing action. Violating it is Bidei Adon, name is Shabbos gets Skila. And this, it's Zodon, it's amazing action, purposeful action, is Karis. No Skila for violating Yom Kippur, it's Karis. So the Diuk is, Holy Inna Tashlumin, Zevzeh Shav, an interesting Diuk. When it comes to Tashlumin, if one were to break Yom Kippur or Shabbos in an action that also would require you to pay for something, like the case is given in Bava Kamma a lot of times about the Salacha. But the case Rashi brings is that Rashi brings is from a diuk that the pasuk says by chiyuv misa v'lo yeh oson anoshi anish, if there will be no tragedy he will be punished and you have to pay. So the diuk is if there will be tragedy and he doesn't pay, that's the clause kim le b'drab mine, one gets the worst punishment only, one would only get the death penalty in theory instead of having to pay, or even if he's not chayv the death penalty, but if it's a death penalty type of thing he won't pay otherwise. So let's say a case is a guy on Shabbos and Mechal Shabbos and lights up someone else's property on fire. In theory, you have to pay for damages of fire, of course. But over here, he wouldn't because it'd be Chayav Misa. So that's a Halein and Tashlum and Zev Zeh Shavin. As far as payment goes, they are equal. And that's a Chiddush because in Yom Kippur, you're not Chayav Misa, not Chayav Bidei Adam, right? That's what Mishnah just said. And yet we're saying that it will still be something, a punishment in Christ, a type of punishment, that if you're going to get that, you don't pay money for the action that happened at the same, you know, the same type of action that required you to pay money. Okay? So Gemara says like this, money masi, so who then is the Mishnah that equates the two? Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana hi, Tatani Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana haya osa es Yom Kippurim Shabbos v'tashlum. He would equate Yom Kippur and Shabbos together for purposes of payment. Ma Shabbos mischayev ben Asho pati min tashlum. Shabbos, one is chayev to die and pati from tashlum. Af Yom Kippurim mischayev ben Asho pati min tashlum. So to Yom Kippur is like that, right? So again, it says a bit of a chiddush, and meaning the Rashi says the Isser Kareis is like a Mises Beistin, which is a bit of a chiddush. I mean, it's not the same thing. That's what Yechonim HaKana does. Tanan Hasam. Mishnah says it's going to be a kasha. Mishnah says our Mishnah Kol Chayv Krisa Shalaku Niftru Mide is not our Mishnah. Different Mishnah. Kol Chayv Krisa Shalaku Niftru Mide Krisas. Any case of Ichiyuv Kares that he gets Malkis is Pater from the Kares. We know that's a spiritual thing. We happen to know once you get Malkis, you won't get the Kares anymore. Shneamar V'nikla Achicha Le'enecha. Your friend will be degraded in your eyes. Kevin Shalaka. The drasha though is once he gets the Malkis, Harihu Ka'achicha. Now he's like your brother. No Kares. Divrei Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel Shita. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Chalukin Alav Chaveir Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel. His friends argue with him. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amora says that I'm going to show you that there are Tanayim that argue on him, and here is an elaboration on that. The Rashi learns. Amar Rava, Amri Bei Rav. Rava says we were taught in the house of Rav. Where is the argument? Tanina. This is our Mishnah. I meant to say before. This is our Mishnah. Ein Ben Yom Kippurin LeShabbos. El Shazez, it don't be De'olam, it says it don't be Karis. That this one, the made action of Shabbos, is in the hands of people to punish, and this one is Karis. V'yemisa, idividi b'de'otam. If it's Shayach to get rid of the Karis that one incurred when he was Mechal Yom Kippur through Malkis, that's true, and you don't get the Karis anymore. So they're both in the hands of people to punish, to take away from, you know, to Mechaper for the Avera through people. So it's against our Mishnah, idivi adam b'de'otam. They're both in the hands of people. Idividi b'de'otam. Amir Rav Nachman, and maybe it's Rav Nachman Yitzchak, some gears have. Hamani, who is this? Who is our Mishnah? Rabbi Yitzchak. It's a different Tana. It doesn't mean everybody argues Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, yeah, but it means that there is a cholik. Rabbi Yitzchak says he, the Amar Malkus, the Chayvi Krisus Lake. You know, it's not true. Not true that Malkus, he argues very clearly in Chananya ben Gamliel, that Malkus, it doesn't exist in Chayv Krisus. You can't get Malkus to take away the Karis. Leika, Titania, because the Brisa says, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayv Krisus v'chal hayu. In the list of Arayus in Parshas Achrimos, so after it says all the don't do's of the Arayus, all the Averis, it says Isser of Karis, says the punishment of Karis there. It's already said. V'lami Yatsus Karis v'achoso, and then Karis is repeated by the Avera of one being with one's sister. Yeah, so again, Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, Chai v'krisos b'chal hayu. Chai v'krisos are already in the klal, the general list. Why did they come out again, say Karius, by one sister? Loduna b'karius, loba malchus. Teach you dafka Karius, not malchus. That's what Yitzchak were saying. That's the Shita Takat argues with him, right? And that is going to be what is in our Mishnah. He's going to be our Mishnah. Well, Rav Ashi says, no. Rav Ashi Omar, afil tema rabbanon. It can even be a rabbanon. It can even be that you hold that Taka malchus will get rid of the Karius. So rabbanon here means Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. That means everybody is saying, everybody holds like it. It's not a machlokus. Yeah, zeh ikr zedona bi de'adam, zeh ikr zedona bi karis. Shabbos, the ikr punishment, yeah, the main punishment is the skila, bi de'adam. Yeah, and Yom Kippur, the ikr punishment is the karis, just that Malkus can get the karis away. That's secondary already. Granted, we have a way of accessing his karis and wiping away from an action of based in, from a sentence of based in down here to an action bi de'adam, but that's not the ikr. Thank you for listening. We'll continue tomorrow with the new Mishnah on Chesed.